Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, Text Number 16. Yaddoh Suma Pranihitam Guru Bhishma Karna. Naptra Trigarta Shalya Sayandava Bahi. बाहलिकाब्दायिदेयि
निप्तक त्रिगत्त शल्य साधव बाहि काद्यै
नप्त्र त्रिगत्त शल्य संधव बाहिल काद्यै
नप्त्र त्रिगत्त शल्य साधव बाहिय कादे
अस्त्राणि अमोघ महिमानि निरूपितानि
अस्त्राणि मोद महिमानि निरूपितानि
अस्त्राणि अमोघ महिमानि निरूपितानि
अस्त्राणि मोद महिमानि निरूपितानि
नोपस्पृशुर नरहरिदशम इवासुराणि
नोपस्पृश
नरहरि दिशां दासं इवासुराणि यत् अंडर हूज दोहशु प्रोटेक्शन ऑफ आर्म्स
मा प्रणिहितम
माय सेल्फ बीइंग सिचुएटेड गुरु
द्रोणाचार्य
भीष्म कर्ण नप्त्र
भूरिश्रवा
त्रिगर्त
किंग सुशर्मा
शल्य
सैंधवा
किंग जयद्रथ
बालिका
ब्रदर ऑफ महाराज शांतनु
ब्रदर ऑफ महाराज संतनु
आद्याय
एक्सेट्रा
अस्त्राणी
वेपन्स
अमोघ
इनविंसिबल
महिमानी
वेरी पावरफुल
निरूपितानी
अप्लाइड
नॉट उपस्पृशुः टच्ड नरहरिदासम सर्विटर ऑफ नरसिंहदेव प्रहलाद
इव
लाइक असुराणी
वेपन्स एम्प्लॉयड बाय द डीमंस
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Great generals like Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Bhurishrava, Susharma, Shalya, Jayadratha and Bahilika all directed their invincible weapons against me, but by Lord Krishna's grace, they could not even touch a hair on my head. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, the supreme devotee of Lord Narasimha Deva, was unaffected by the weapons the demons used against him. So please repeat. Great generals like Bhishma
Drona
Karna
Bhurishrava
Susharma
Shalya
Jayadratha
and Bahalika
all directed their
invincible weapons against me
but by his Lord Krishna's grace
They could not even touch a hair on my head.
Similarly,
Prahlad Maharaj,
the supreme devotee of Lord Narasimha Deva, was unaffected
by the weapons
the demons used against him. Purport. The history of Prahlad Maharaj, the great devotee of Narasimha Deva, is narrated in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj, a small child of only 5 years, became the object of envy for his great father Hiranyakashipu only because of his becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. The demon father employed all his weapons to kill the devotee son Prahlad, but by the grace of the Lord he was saved from all sorts of dangerous actions by his father. He was thrown in a fire, in boiling oil, from the top of a hill, underneath the legs of an elephant, and he was administered poison. At last the father himself took up a chopper to kill his son, and thus Narasimha Deva appeared and killed the heinous father in the presence of the son. Thus no one can kill the devotees of the Lord. Similarly, Arjuna was also saved by the Lord, although all dangerous weapons were employed by his great opponents like Bhishma. Karna, born of Kunti by the sun god prior to her marriage with Maharaj Pandu. Karna took his birth with bangles and earrings, extraordinary signs for an undaunted hero. In the beginning his name was Vasusena, but when he grew up he presented his natural bangles and earrings to Indradeva, and thenceforward he became known as Vaikartana. After his birth from the maiden Kunti, he was thrown in the Ganges. Later he was picked up by Adiratha, and he and his wife Radha brought him up as their own offspring. Karna was very charitable, especially toward the Brahmanas. There was nothing he could not spare for a Brahmana. In the same charitable spirit, he gave in charity his natural bangles and earrings to Indradeva, who, being very much satisfied with him, gave him in return a great weapon called Shakti. He was admitted as one of the students of Dronacharya, and from the very beginning there was some rivalry between him and Arjuna. Seeing his constant rivalry with Arjuna, Duryodhan picked him up as his companion, and this gradually grew into greater intimacy. He was also present in the great assembly of Draupadi's Swayamvar function, and when he attempted to exhibit his talent in that meeting, Draupadi's brother declared that Karna could not take part in the competition because of his being the son of a Shudra carpenter. Although he was refused in the competition, still when Arjuna was successful in piercing the fish target on the ceiling and Draupadi bestowed her garland upon Arjuna, Karna and the other disappointed princess offered an unusual stumbling block to Arjuna while he was living with Draupadi. Specifically, Karna fought with him very valiantly, but all of them were defeated by Arjuna. Duryodhana was very much pleased with Karna because of his constant rivalry with Arjuna, and when he was in power, he enthroned Karna in the state of Anga. Being baffled in his attempt to win Draupadi, Karna advised Duryodhana to attack King Draupada, for after defeating him, both Arjuna and Draupadi could be arrested. But Dronacharya rebuked them for this conspiracy, and they refrained from the action. Karna was defeated many times, not only by Arjuna but also by Bhimasena. He was the king of the kingdom of Bengal, Odisha and Madras combined. Later on he took on an active part in the Rajasuya sacrifice of Maharaj Yudhishthir, and when there was gambling between the rival brothers designed by Shakuni, Karna took part in the game, and he was very pleased when Draupadi was offered as a bet in the gambling. This fed his old grudge. When Draupadi was in the game, he was very enthusiastic to declare the news, and it is he who ordered Dushasan to take away the garments of both the Pandavas and Draupadi. He asked Draupadi to select another husband because, being lost by the Pandavas, she was rendered a slave of the Kurus. He was always an enemy of the Pandavas, and whenever there was an opportunity, he tried to curb them all by all means. During the Battle of Kurukshetra, he foresaw the conclusive result, and he expressed his opinion that due to Lord Krishna's being the chariot driver of Arjuna, the battle should be won by Arjuna. He always differed with Bhishma, and sometimes he was proud enough to say that within 5 days he could finish up the Pandavas if Bhishma would not interfere with his plan of action. But he was much mortified when Bhishma died. He killed Ghatotkach with the Shakti weapon obtained from Indradeva. His son Vrishasena was killed by Arjuna. He killed the largest number of Pandava soldiers. At last there was a severe fight with Arjuna, and it was he only who was able to knock off the helmet of Arjuna. But it so happened that the wheel of his chariot stuck in the battlefield mud, and when he got down to set the wheel right, Arjuna took the opportunity and killed him, although he requested Arjuna not to do so. Napta or Bhurishrava. Bhurishrava was the son of Somadatta, a member of the Kuru family. His other brother was Shalya. Both the brothers and the father attended the Swayamvar ceremony of Draupadi. All of them appreciated the wonderful strength of Arjuna due to his being the devotee friend of Lord. And thus Bhurishrava advised the sons of Dhritarashtra not to pick up any quarrel or fight with them. All of them also attended the Rajasuya Yajna of Maharaj Yudhishthir. He possessed one Akshahuni regiment of army, cavalry, elephants and chariots. And all these were employed in the battle of Kurukshetra on behalf of Duryodhan's party. He was counted by Bhima as one of the Yuthapatis. In the battle of Kurukshetra, he was especially engaged in a fight with Satyaki, and he killed 10 sons of Satyaki. Later on, Arjuna cut off his hands, and he was ultimately killed by Satyaki. After his death, he merged into the existence of Vishwadeva. Trigartha or Susharma, son of Maharaj Vriddhakshetra. He was the king of Trigartha Desha, and he was also present in the Swayamvar ceremony of Draupadi. He was one of the allies of Duryodhan, and he advised Duryodhan to attack the Matsya Desha, Darbhanga, during the time of cow stealing in Virat Nagara. He was able to arrest Maharaj Virat, but later Maharaj Virat was released by Bhima. In the battle of Kurukshetra, he also fought very valiantly, but at the end he was killed by Arjuna. Jayadratha, another son of Maharaj Vriddhakshetra. He was the king of Sindhu Desha, modern Sindhu Pakistan. His wife's name was Dushala. He was also present in the Swayamvar ceremony of Draupadi, and he desired very strongly to have her hand, but he failed in the competition. But since then he always sought the opportunity to get in touch with Draupadi. When he was going to marry in the Shalya Desha, on the way to Kamyavana, he happened to see Draupadi again and was too much attracted to her. The Pandavas and Draupadi were then in exile after losing their empire in gambling, and Jayadratha thought it wise to send news to Draupadi in an illicit manner through Kotishashya, one of his associates. Draupadi at once refused vehemently the proposal of Jayadratha, but being so much attracted by the beauty of Draupadi, he tried again and again. Every time he was refused by Draupadi, he tried to take her away forcibly on his chariot, and at first Draupadi gave him a good dashing and he fell like a cut root tree. But he was not discouraged, and he was able to force Draupadi to sit on the chariot. This incident was seen by Dhaumya Muni, and he strongly protested the action of Jayadratha. He also followed the chariot, and through Dhatrayenka, the matter was brought to the notice of Maharaj Yudhishthir. The Pandavas then attacked the soldiers of Jayadratha and killed them all, and at last Bhima caught hold of Jayadratha and beat him very severely, almost dead. Then all but the 5 hairs were cut off his head, and he was taken to all the kings and introduced as the slave of Maharaj Yudhishthir. He was forced to admit himself to be the slave of Maharaj Yudhishthir before all the princely order, and in the same condition he was brought before Maharaj Yudhishthir. Maharaj Yudhishthir was kind enough to order him released, and when he admitted to being a tributary prince under Maharaj Yudhishthir, Queen Draupadi also desired his release. After this incident, he was allowed to return to his country. Being so insulted, he went to Gangatri in the Himalayas and undertook a severe type of penance to please Lord Shiva. He asked his benediction to defeat all the Pandavas at least one at a time. Then the battle of Kurukshetra began, and he took sides with Duryodhan. In the first day's fight, he was engaged with Maharaj Drupada, then with Virata, and then with Abhimanyu. While Abhimanyu was being killed, mercilessly surrounded by 7 great generals, the Pandavas came to his help, but Jayadratha, by the mercy of the Lord Shiva, repulsed him with great ability. At this, Arjuna took a vow to kill him, and on hearing this, Jayadratha wanted to leave the war field and ask permission from the Kauravas for this cowardly action. But he was not allowed to do so. On the contrary, he was obliged to fight with Arjuna. And while the fight was going on, Lord Krishna reminded Arjuna that the benediction of Shiva upon Jayadratha was that whoever would cause his head to fall on the ground would die at once. He therefore advised Arjuna to throw the head of Jayadratha directly into the lap of his father, who was engaged in penances at the Samanta Panchaka pilgrimage. This was actually done by Arjuna. Jayadratha's father was surprised to see a severed head on his lap, and he at once threw it to the ground. The father immediately died, his forehead being cracked in 7 pieces. It's a long description. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताकस्वामिनिति नामिने नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे यदोषुमा प्रणिहितं गुरु भीष्म कर्ण नप्त्रा त्रिगर्त शल्य सैंधव बाइल काव्यै अस्त्राणि अमोघ महिमानि निरूपितानि नोपास्पृशुर नरहरिदासं इवासुराणि. ग्रेट जनरल्स लाइक भीष्म द्रोण कर्ण भूरिश्रव सुशर्मा शल्य जयद्रथ एंड बालिका ऑल डायरेक्टेड देयर इनविंसिबल वेपन्स अगेंस्ट मी. But by Lord Krishna's grace, they could not even touch a hair on my head. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, the supreme devotee of Lord Narasimha Deva, was unaffected by the weapons the demons used against him. So Arjuna continues from yesterday's, about Kaurava's strength. And today he is talking about particularly some of the generals. But the point is that with all this great strength, we saw Prabhupada describe most of them, that they are all powerful, but they are all envious. They are all envious of Krishna. Through how? Through Arjuna. Because when you are envious of the devotee of the Lord, then you are envious of the Lord also. It's as simple. Lord knows, he doesn't like that situation. The scriptures say that Krishna can tolerate lot of insults to him because he is not affected by that. Of course, his devotee is not affected, but Krishna gets affected. He doesn't like it. So he allowed Arjuna to kill all these, sometimes, as they say, in love and war, everything is fair. And that has all come from there only, What Krishna did was he exposed the weakness of the opponent, and he just gave the hint to the Pandavas to use that weakness. Because otherwise they are all so powerful. Now Karna is, let's see what Girish Prabhu has some questions. So let me see that. In Marathi there is a novel glorifying Karna which became very famous. Okay, yeah. Okay, I know that, I was about to talk about that. See, Karna was a great hero, but he was having problems, People always talk about Karna, Dhanavira Karna, and they glorify him, there are movies made on him and so on. But every single one of them forgets, and nobody highlights that, is that he sided with a demon. why he sided with the demon? Because Duryodhan gave him Angadesha. He made him the king of Angadesha, and as an obligation, he sided with Duryodhan. And of course, he had enviousness towards Arjuna because Arjuna had won Draupadi. Right? So now, I can say only one thing. That true friendship, you know, he was not a true friend. He may have a lot of qualities, but he was not a true friend. A true friend's job is to stop the friend if the friend is doing something wrong. Right? You don't bother about, you don't want to be goody-goody with a friend. Friends are like in an open book. You know? So when Karna did not stop Duryodhan from all this evil, in fact, he sided with him. And as we saw, he was the one who told Dushasan to disrobe. So, he needs to be taken care of, you know. It's like Ravana also had a lot of good qualities. Ravana was a pandita, very handsome. They show in the movies, you know, very villain type of Ravana, but he was very handsome, very, very, very knowledgeable. But his problem was he was envious of Ram. That's all. He wanted to enjoy Lakshmi without Narayana. He kidnapped Sita. So same way, these great people we saw, Jayadratha, Drona, Karna, everybody was, you know, some of them were obliged to Duryodhana because they were getting salaries from him and so on. Some did for money, some did for prestige, some did for something. But they all went on the wrong side of Krishna. Isn't it? They knew that Krishna is on the side of Arjuna. And they also knew that Krishna is not somebody ordinary. They knew it. Although through the Yoga Maya, Krishna made them, you know, forget that he is a god or something like that. But still, so that's the point, you know. We should see everything in balance. You know, like people talk about, you know, that Ashwatthama killed like that. So many things. But nobody talks about Abhimanyu. 7 generals, you know, a small young guy, 7 top people, kill him by deceit, not in the real fight, you know. They make the Chakravyuha, he gets caught there, and then they kill him mercilessly. So naturally, which father will think about now being fair and, you know, not do this and not do that, you know, and then especially your enemy or you are in the war, right? The enemy is right in front of you and you are a Kshatriya. So what you do? You just kill the enemy. Simple. During the war time, you know, they were all having war from morning to evening. No night missiles and so on. All their atomic weapons, everything was used in the daytime. In the evening, I might have said it earlier, they all used to meet together, you know, again, have dinner together, and then they ask each other, hey, how was it today? Oh, you fought so nicely. And here one more point, you know, Arjuna says that they could not touch even his hair on his head. That's true. Krishna, being the Sarathi, he was in the front and he was protecting Arjuna like a shield. It said that at the end of the war, Krishna asked Arjuna to get down from the chariot. And Arjuna, by the time, knew that Krishna is God. So he said, no, 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 you first. And Krishna said, no, no, I am the driver. You are the boss. So the boss gets down first. And then the driver, you know. Why? Because the moment Arjuna first got down, and the moment Krishna got down, the chariot burst into flames. You know, because it had taken so many beatings. But Krishna was holding it together for Arjuna. So this is Lord Krishna. The wonderful, wonderful personality. Okay. So I hope you're all enjoying this. Thank you very much. Like to stop here and we'll continue. Arjuna still continues talking about it. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.